Live from the NEI studios in the heart of Boston, Massachusetts, it's Late Night Liam with Liam Stryker. On tonight's show, Avengers Endgame tickets finally dropped today and the internet crashed hard. The American Alliance of Football has ceased operation completely, and we'll take any and all questions from the fans live on Twitch. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the star of the show, Liam Stryker!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in to another edition of Late Night Liam. I am your host, Liam Stryker, joined as always by the lovable, the huggable, the incomparable Bill Neville. How are you doing, my friend?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. You know what? This weekend, huge weekend of FOMO.
Oh, yeah, right?
Huge weekend of FOMO, man.
And why is that?
I had a ton of friends that were doing a ton of fun stuff in all kinds of nonsense. PAX East was here in town. People went to the video game convention.
Yep.
They went out there. I had friends heading out to Las Vegas. NAB is out there. I got friends in Chicago, going to Chicago. They were out there for a weekend doing some sort of convention nonsense. Basically, everywhere on all of my social medias, everybody that I knew was going to something. And I was not. Now, to be fair, we are going to something this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's just, it was just belated a week. Which, speaking of, you might or might not know if you were watching this program. Maybe you're watching it for the first time. Who knows? Welcome. I'm Liam. That's Bill. And we're going to have a fireside chat.
Oh, yeah.
So,
with the fire,
we're going to go to New York City.
Uh-huh.
And more specifically, we're going to go to New Jersey. And we're going to be covering the WrestleManias.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Which is a ton of fun. A lot planned for the weekend. We're going to NXT, so we're going to be out in Brooklyn on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be a really fun, filled time.
Looking forward to that.
Then we're going to Rahway, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
In
Chaos for a Cause
for
on Saturday.
Chaos for a Cause. And then I don't know what exactly I'm going to do after that.
Okay.
Just because, I don't know, we don't have any plans.
Yeah, right.
Who knows?
I figured we'd go out and like celebrate or something.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll do something else. Who knows? All I do know is that one of the things that's on the table for me that I might be doing is going to Improv Asylum New York.
Oh, fun.
I might go and do that. Improv Asylum is a improv comedy club that opened that's open here in Boston, but they officially opened a New York location a couple months ago, and they have a show up and running there. So it's right near Times Square, so maybe we'll get together and we'll see who wants to go.
Cool.
And I think that'll be a ton of fun, but, you know, don't want to stay out too late.
Right, because we got the tailgate the next morning.
Because we got the Connors Cure tailgate WrestleMania.
We're going to be there nice and early.
Nice and
early. It's a long
early.
Day.
It's going to be a long day.
You know, we're going to drive. Mania starts at 7.
Yeah.
The main card starts at 7.
Yeah.
But then the pre-show probably starts at like 5.
Right.
The gates open at 3:30.
Yeah.
Tailgate goes from 11 to 4.
Right. So we're out of there at 4. And the craziest part is that we're driving back here to the NAI studios
right here
so that we can do a live post show.
For the first time ever.
For the first time ever, we're going to do a live post show, WrestleMania
from
post show.
Studio.
From our studio. You're not going to have to wait if you're not attending the event.
Yep.
You can just...
We'll be live within minutes after WrestleMania.
Yeah, after WrestleMania, which, to be fair, is also going to end at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Because, right. Lord knows.
I'm hoping we're out by midnight.
Oh, see, well, did you do the smart thing?
What's that?
Because I took Monday off.
I have it off right now. I'm going to decide whether I want to use it or not, how I feel Sunday night.
Oh, I've decided.
I might just go in late. I'm not sure.
I have decided that
I want to burn all my time.
See, the thing is that that doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't.
I've got a lot of stuff coming up over the summer, too.
Yeah, so. Of course you do. Of course you do, Bill.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we'll see. We'll see how it all shapes out over the weekend. If you're in New York or New Jersey and or want to, like, meet up, tweet at us, message us,
yeah.
You know, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI.
Readily accessible.
You know. I can be readily accessible, ladies,
mm-hmm.
or fellas.
Mm.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. But, so that's not the only big thing that happened this weekend. Yesterday was April Fool's.
Oh, yeah.
Did you fall for any pranks?
I tried to avoid it as much as I could.
Yeah.
I think
April Fool's is fun if you can tell that it's a joke.
Yeah, right.
When it's something so serious and you aren't making it obvious that it's a joke,
right,
then you're just a jerk.
Yeah, right.
Like people who fake pregnancies and stuff
like that.
Yeah.
You're
like,
no,
you're the worst. You're an absolute monster. You're the worst.
I do like that the internet and more specifically companies on the internet have like really gotten into it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a real fun thing that I've really enjoyed. Nintendo.
Yep.
They really got into it yesterday in something that I was like, probably the perfect prank, right? Because it doesn't affect me in any shape, way, shape, or form. But it's something I really want that you're taking it away from me. And so they do the Nintendo Directs. And for those of you who have no idea what a Nintendo Direct is, that is when basically a representative of Nintendo steps up and goes, hey, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Where X, Y, and Z is happening. This game and that game and this game are coming. And they're really entertaining and they're really fun. And, you know, it gets you to have a good pulse on what's happening
sure. In
the world of Nintendo, which is always very, very awesome. They got up there on April 1st to have a Nintendo Direct, and they're like, look, everything's coming to the Switch. And it was, at first, it was like every Zelda game, and it's like, wow, man, I would really like that. And then
yeah. It
was like a bunch of Nintendo 64 games. I'm like, wow, I really like that. And then it was like classic video games, and it was like, wow, I would really like that. And then it was like Carfax and like made up games where it was like Sonic, like beach volleyball striptease or something. And it's like, oh man,
just as it went on, you just got more and more fake. And
yeah,
just like, oh.
it got crazy in like a fun way.
That would have been cool.
It got crazy in a fun way, but it was definitely interesting to see like where they were going. But you obviously kind of knew by the end that it was a joke.
Totally, totally.
The other one that was really disheartening was I saw an article about how they were going to bring the original format of The Muppet Show back.
Oh?
So it was like, hey, like we knew that like you didn't like the 30 Rock version of The Muppet Show.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, that's kind of stupid, right? And so they were like, we're going to bring back basically The Muppet Show. And it's just going to be The Muppet Show.
Cool.
And it was just like, oh, man, I've wanted that for over a decade.
Yeah.
And that's not going to happen, and it makes me sad that that's not going to happen.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, so hopefully, because Pokemon Go started out as an April Fool's joke.
Right.
I think IGN was the one that made it, where they were like, look, we're going to do this thing where you can like walk around and hunt Pokemon on your phone. And then the internet was just like, yes, please. And so they were like, all right, fine, we'll make it. And so that's how we got Pokemon Go.
Hmm.
So hopefully, if enough people go, yeah, bring back the goddamn Muppet Show because we love Kermit the Frog.
Who doesn't?
Everybody loves Kermit the Frog. You're a communist if you don't.
It's true.
You know?
It's true.
So, but then, yeah, so that was the one that I, those were the two that I looked at and I was like, man, that's really sad.
That's unfortunate.
It's really sad that they were doing all that stuff.
I liked McDonald's tweeted out that they're offering shake sauce. Did you see that?
No.
So, like, they had little, like, vanilla and chocolate shakes inside the sauce packets. And they said they were offering shake sauce going forward. That was pretty funny.
That was pretty funny.
Because, you know, like people dip like shit in the Wendy's
fries,
Frosties and
fries
stuff,
in
right?
Fries in the Frosties.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty funny.
That is pretty funny. I thought I saw one where they had replaced the patties in the Big Mac for pickles.
Oh, I did see that one too.
It was all pickles.
Yeah. Yeah. The pickle burger.
The pickle burger, which would be super gross.
Ugh, no, thank you.
No, thank you indeed.
Hard pass.
Hard pass. But yeah, so that's really interesting. The tough part is now the like next week and a half, right? Because April 1st, it came, it went, and it's gone. But now you're going to like see something because, you know, I think I was talking to you earlier about this, where it's like Facebook will do this thing where, or like Twitter or Instagram or whatever, and they'll do this thing where they'll be like, hey, your friend did this and you haven't talked to your friend in a while and this is what they posted. And so it like appears at the top.
Yeah.
And it's an absurd thing. And you're like, what? This has to be real because it's just like a normal day. And you don't realize that it was posted like a week and a half ago. That has happened to me.
Yeah.
That I don't get fooled on April 1st every year. I get fooled on like April 20th.
Yeah.
Right? Where it's just like I see this thing because an algorithm thought that it was like relevant to something I said while it
so
was
it
listening
to me.
So
it pushed it to the top of your news
so
feed.
It pushed it to the top of my news feed. And then I'm like, what the hell? And I think that it's like a real thing. And I like have like a mini panic attack and I read the thing. And then like
posted April 1st.
And then it's posted April 1st. And it's like, oh, you asshole. And so that consistently happens to me.
Yeah,
and it gets
annoying.
And that's frustrating. But, you know,
it's fake news. Wrong. It's fake news.
But yeah, something like a lot of people use the term on the internet, that it broke the internet.
Uh-huh.
Like Wreck-It Ralph at one point he broke the internet.
Yeah, sure.
Or he like tried to.
Yeah.
Why it wasn't called Wreck-It Ralph, Ralph Wrecks the Internet, you know, they make a joke about it. They talk about it. Go see it. It's a pretty good movie.
Self-aware comedy.
Yeah. It's a really good, piece of fiction. I do like it. But, something that literally broke the internet today was the ticket releases for Avengers Endgame.
Unbelievable.
So were you able to get tickets? Because we were like texting back and forth.
I was. So I saw that they went on sale probably around 8:30.
Yeah.
And I know they went on sale like around 7 a.m., something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm an AMC member.
Yep.
And I went on the AMC app and it just kept crashing.
Yes.
It was like, network error. This sucks. This doesn't work. Sorry, you can't do anything today on this app.
Yeah.
The website didn't work.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what the hell do I do? Do I like have to buy tickets through another movie theater or something? Fandango. I go online on Fandango. And it's like buying really popular concert tickets today.
Yeah.
There was a legit waiting room.
That's so crazy.
For Avengers Endgame. And it said, you will be available to purchase tickets in approximately 65 minutes.
That's nonsense. So now, I'm going to get out here. Cause we do a little show here on the New Age Insiders and the iPop Network called That Movie Show, starring myself and Mike Wendt. Bill Neville produces sometimes.
Most of the time.
And so when we got onto North Shore 104.9 and Showcase Cinemas has decided to sponsor that version of the show.
Yeah.
So as a part of it, they gave us the Showcase Subscribe.
I gotta get me an account.
Yeah, we do. We gotta talk about them about that. But we went and I have AMC as well.
Yeah.
Right? Like I pay for the AMC because the other one was free, so I don't have to choose. I'm just gonna keep paying for the one I was paying for.
Sure.
And then I'm gonna get the free one for having it for free so I can go to any movie theater I want.
Right.
Right? Anyway, I tried to get on the AMC app when you were like, hey, are you having trouble doing the thing? And yeah, it kept crashing. So I went over to Showcase Subscribe and immediately got two tickets to Avengers Endgame on the day it comes out at a time that I wanted to go.
That's what I eventually settled on. I ended up buying tickets through Showcase.
Yeah.
Because there's a theater about 15 minutes from here in Randolph that has an IMAX. So we're gonna do IMAX.
Cool.
I'm pretty pumped about that. It's on 10 p.m. on Thursday night.
Oh, cool.
Pretty excited about that.
I'm at 9 p.m. in Dedham.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that'll be pretty fun. It'll be very exciting to watch that, and I'm super excited to see that. So now, because that movie crashed the internet, right, trying to get tickets for that, it raises the question, and something we've kind of mentioned and talked about on and off before. But
sure.
Is Avengers Endgame the most anticipated movie of all time?
Judging by today, I would think so.
Yeah, because I've definitely said that. I mean, for a movie that has broken all kinds of box office records and made all of the money and then had the reception that it did, I would have to say, and I've been saying that for forever, that Endgame is the most anticipated movie of all time.
After today, I think that's kind of a telling sign. I mean, granted, we didn't have like AMC.com and Fandango and stuff when in 1997 when Titanic came out. I mean, that was highly anticipated as well. But I don't think anything is going to even come close to the amount of pre-sales that probably happened today.
Yeah,
crashing websites.
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think the most anticipated movies of all time are?
Movies of all time?
Yeah, just
Avatar is definitely one.
Yep.
The Harry Potter movie.
Okay. Yeah.
The first one.
Yeah, the first one and the last one.
And the last one. Yeah, the first one was super highly anticipated because everyone and your mother read the books.
That's true.
And then that movie. That came out. And then, like, Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, Episode 1.
Yeah, Episode 1, I think, probably somewhere on that list has to be Empire, Jedi, Phantom Menace, and what was the new one?
Force Awakens.
Force Awakens.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Like,
totally.
Like, well, all of those have to be on there, right?
That's what I mean. Like, episode one, the original one was 77, 81, and 83 or something like that, right?
Yeah.
So then we went until, what, 98, 99 until the next
something
one?
Something like that.
So there was a good almost 20 years in between Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
So that episode one was super highly anticipated.
Right.
And then that the last one was like 03, 04, something like
that.
Yeah,
something like that.
And then 2015 was Force Awakens.
Right.
So you almost had another 15 years in between.
Right.
And, you know, that was super exciting and very highly anticipated.
Yeah, I think The Dark Knight Rises
was
one as well. I think that ultimately that movie doesn't live up to the hype. Watchmen. Was another one.
Okay.
For a lot of the reasons where it's like, that's like hallowed ground for a lot of comic bookness.
Yep.
So I'm trying to think of like other ones. Maybe movies that were just kind of,
I feel
you,
like
you
book
heard
portrayals
about.
Are generally.
Yeah, it has to. I feel like the anticipation comes from a source material that is very popular.
I can't remember how they did in the box office, but was 50 Shades of Grey like a big thing?
I don't think so.
I feel like that was such a fad for a while with the women in their books, and then when the movie came out, I can't remember.
So I got a bone.
Really
I got
well.
A bone to pick with 50 Shades of Grey.
Sure.
Right.
Why is it not a porn?
Right. First of all, if you're going to do it, if you're going to do that particular book,
yeah.
Right? Like, it has to be over the top.
Yeah.
And then I have not read the book, right?
No,
so if somebody out there has been like, I read it and it's great, then tell me and enlighten me, please. But it's about a lifestyle that I think a lot of people have a problem with.
Sure, yeah.
Because it doesn't dive deep into the actual nuances of that lifestyle.
Right, right.
And from what I've gathered, everybody that knows anything about that is like, yeah, basically this guy tricked this woman and it's super
became
creepy.
Became her sexful slave.
Yeah, and not like in a fun consensual way.
Yeah, no.
But in like a, yeah, I basically tricked this woman into
you're
like,
my dungeon now.
And it's just like, yeah, you're now not like... Like here, you're not physically and mentally equipped to handle this situation, and I'm a dickhead. So basically, I'm just going to abuse you and call it BDSM.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so that's what I've gathered from that, and that's not okay.
And that was such a fad when it came out. Like all these middle-aged women were causing high tide all over the planet.
Yeah, and that's just because it's taboo and it's different, but it's in the mainstream.
Right.
And, you know, taboo and different is fun, but, you know, kind of wade your waters, and this is just something that I know from a lot of people that do experience that sort of stuff, is the media is always going to portray anything like that that's different, and because, you know, especially like in the way that sexuality is portrayed in the United States, it comes from a very puritanical, like, sex is evil and sex is bad, and our media is very, very... very, very portrayed that way, right? Because you look at European media and they, you know, sex is cool and it's fine and it doesn't matter and go ahead and do whatever you want. You know, there's a line, just don't cross that line, but we all know where the line is, as opposed to like here in the United States where it's like, we don't even admit that there's a line and don't talk about anything.
Yeah, we're all prudes.
Yeah, and the big thing is the most interesting thing, and this is for the people out there, if you ever want to see how that is... portrayed. There are two versions of the film Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Have you seen both versions?
I have not.
So there is a Swedish version and the American version. In the American version, so here's a little bit of a spoiler for Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. It's an old movie. You see it, whatever.
Sure.
It is about a man who is basically like abducting and murdering women, and they're trying to find out who this is.
Okay.
Okay. So in the American version, there is a rape scene and a torture scene.
Okay.
And the rape scene it's a rape scene, right? So,
sure.
So bear with me in my terms that I'm going to be using because I'm comparing it to the European version. It's very tame. The rape scene is very tame comparatively to the rape scene in the European version. But the flip to that is that the European, like, torture scene is far tamer than the American version.
Okay.
And the reason is that your American audience is not used to seeing graphic sexual violence screen. So that's toned way down. Whereas the violence, the pure like torture violence, is something that an American audience is very used to. So in order to shock that audience, it does have to go over the top. Whereas in the European version, the rape scene is far more graphic because you have to shock an audience that's used to seeing that type of content. Whereas the torture scene is not that crazy, and so I think what ended up happening was you look at when this taboo thing is shown in a light that is positive, people are more receptive to it because they are interested or they are into it. I remember in CSI. Did you ever watch CSI?
Very little.
So at one point, the like head CSI guy like totally falls in love with this like dominatrix that lives in Las Vegas and like owns this house. And I'll never forget because she says to him, she goes, "The toys that we use here are no different than the ones that you use at home. We're just far more willing to accept it."
Sure.
You know, and that's kind of what ended up with the 50 Shades of Grey. I think you introduced a lot of people that didn't necessarily weren't easily accessed to that lifestyle. You know, but then the media is always going to portray it as like, look at these circus clowns.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Oh, they're weird. They're different. And it's like, oh, well, they're finding comfort and love in a different way than you do.
Some people are into different things.
Different strokes for different folks, man. You know what I mean? And it's like, look, if you're a furry and you want to dress up in a mascot costume.
You do you.
You do you, man. I am 100%. I believe as long as you are not hurting somebody that doesn't want to be a part of it, an animal or a child, it's not my monkey, not my circus.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Whatever floats your boat.
Whatever floats your boat. Those are the three rules. Those are my three rules anyway. Everybody's got rules, but those are my three rules. So that's a really weird diversion from Avengers Endgame.
So real quick, I just Googled most anticipated movies of all time, and I found a link from IMDb, and it does list Endgame as number one.
Yeah, it has to be.
So I think going from 10 to 1, we got The Lion King.
Okay.
We have Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Okay.
Avengers Age of Ultron.
Oh, okay.
Star Wars Episode 7.
Yeah.
Number 6 is Lord of the Rings Return of the King. Number 5 was Civil War. 4 was Dark Knight Rises.
Yep.
3 was Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. That's the last Harry Potter movie.
Yes.
Number 2 was Infinity War, and number 1 was Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, it has to be. Yeah.
Amazing how many superhero movies are there.
Well, that's what you talk about. So, and I've talked about this a million times. The Marvel Cinematic Universe is built like a TV show. All of the episodes are just two-hour movies. It's just building on each other. So you're building to a fever pitch. The part that's going to be really frustrating is when we get to Spider-Man Far From Home and we can't build.
Sure, yeah.
Because the thing that is shitty that nobody really wants to like talk about and like talk about the high because it's like, this is going to be awesome, it's going to be awesome, it's going to be great. We've taken 22 movies to build to this point.
Yeah.
This is the point.
Sure.
Like, you've heightened as much as you can heighten here.
Absolutely.
And so you basically have to reset. Now, you don't have to reset wholly, but it's kind of like a television show. Season 2 is about to start after this movie with Spider-Man Far From Home. So it's going to have a little bit of a what do we do now feeling. It's going to be nuts. Did you hear about what the Revere Showcase Cinemas is going to be doing?
Mike was saying something about a marathon.
So we are kind of figuring out how we're going to be a part of it. So we'll keep you posted as to like what's going to happen. But apparently, like starting on Tuesday night, they're going to play all 22 movies.
Holy crap.
And you're going to be able to sit there and watch it. I want to spend the whole time there and watch all 22 movies.
Oh, my goodness.
Is
that overnight and everything?
Overnight and everything, I think. We'll have to see. We'll have to see because
I could do that.
It might be a legal thing. It might be a legal thing where it's just like, yeah, we can't have these people in this movie theater for 48 hours.
Yeah, no.
But... I did you ever watch the live stream of Shia LaBeouf watching every single Shia LaBeouf movie?
No.
It's nonsensical, but it was a man slowly descending into madness without ever saying anything.
Oh, jeez.
And I want to do that.
And that's why he is the way he is?
Yeah, well, that's why he is the way he is. But that's I want to do that. I personally think that that would be very funny.
Sure.
And so we'll see how we can get a part of it. But, yeah, you know, it was fun because I did the original Avengers where okay. It was like you watched all the Phase 1 movies before.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was like an afternoon. You know what I mean? Like
sure,
like
yeah, yeah.
There was also when we watched the one at midnight, right? It was a midnight screening on Thursday to get into Friday, not,
right.
You know, 9 o'clock in the afternoon on Thursday.
Exactly.
So it'll be very interesting to see how I can stand up and if I can stand up to it.
We'll see.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. I already got my tickets. You already got your tickets.
Yeah, I'm pumped, man.
Get your tickets already because everybody's going to be there. That's where everybody's going to be Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to rob a bank, rob it Thursday night.
Yeah, right? Even the 7-Eleven clerk will probably be at the movie.
Yeah, everybody's going to be at the movie. So something that I've been waiting for an inevitability, and I can't wait for the 30 for 30, is the rise and fall of the AAF.
Yep. The Alliance of American Football.
So now, have I told you that when I first heard about the AAF, there's a radio station here in Boston called WAAF.
Yeah, I used to work for them.
I thought that WAAF or the AAF, they were just referring to that radio station.
Yeah.
Because for around here, when people are talking about it,
it's AAF.
It's AAF. They right. don't add
no
the
W.
They don't add the W. It's just AAF.
Exactly.
And so I was like, wait. Is there like something I'm missing? Like, did WAAF like launch a flag football league that people are talking about? What is happening?
Yeah.
And so, Bill, would you enlighten me on a little bit more of what this? Because I feel like you're a little bit more well versed than I am.
Yeah. So I saw an article earlier today on CBSSports.com saying that the AAF operation suspended, future of the alliance in doubt with 2 weeks left in the inaugural regular season. And basically, it looks like they were trying to get a deal done to work with the NFLPA.
Okay.
And basically, the NFLPA is just like, nah.
Yeah.
And it's not going to happen. And the league owner or the league like financier, his last name is Dundon.
Okay.
And he stands to lose about $80 million.
Yeah, of course.
If this league does, in fact, shut down.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely insane because he pledged $250 million and he put up the 70 up front.
Yeah.
And it just looks like you watch those games on TV, there's like no one in the crowd.
Right.
It's like, how are you possibly making money right. in this league? And I don't know what the players are making, but I heard they're making like $60,000-$70,000 a year or something like that. And like the only like your star player in the league is Trent Richardson, who is an NFL bum.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
And like, there was no pre-promotion. Like the first time I had even heard of the American Alliance of Football was when the first game was on. Like,
yeah, right.
The XFL was announced last year
yeah, right.
for 2020.
Right.
And even that's probably not going to do well.
Yeah.
But this Alliance of American Football, I had never heard one single thing about it. Apparently, okay. it was Charlie Ebersol, whose dad is Dick Ebersol, who was big okay. in the NBC rankings.
Okay.
I'm not sure if he's big anymore, but he was at some point. Like, him and Vince McMahon were like XFL back in the day.
Right, yeah.
And so it was him and Bill Polian, the former owner of the Colts.
Okay.
Or the GM of the Colts. I forget what he was.
Yeah, GM.
It just seemed doomed from the start because I feel like there was a little Twitter buzz while the first game was going on. I think it was like Memphis and Birmingham or
okay.
something. The first game that I watched,
yeah.
the first night of the league, and I was like, oh, this is cool. And then the football was bad. You know,
yeah.
it didn't stand a chance. And then I'm not shocked at all to see this article today that they completely ceased operations and they're
right.
not going forward until, unless something is done with the NFLPA, which doesn't look very likely.
Doesn't look likely, yeah. It's going to be very interesting. I think it's tough because I don't think anybody has thought about a plan for what this is.
Right.
Like, what is the football that isn't the NFL?
Right.
Because I do think that there is...
There's a market for it.
There's a market for it, and I think people would care, and I think people would like to watch it.
Sure.
But I just think the NFL has to basically start a D-League.
Yeah, right.
That, like,
it has to be like
it has
intertwined.
It has to be intertwined. Like, because the only way this is you're gonna care is if the franchises care.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, if Jerry Jones is like, oh, we have the NFL draft, and the NFL draft is, you know, for the players that are going to be on our roster.
Right.
But then you basically redraft, and you don't like make a big thing out of it, but you basically redraft everybody who's left, and they get to play in the AAF, but they're tied to a franchise.
Sure.
Kind of like NFL Europe.
Yeah, totally.
Back in the day, NFL Europe, it was a European NFL,
mm-hmm.
where people would play for like these franchises for these European cities, but they would all have their like NFL team on their like chest.
Yep.
So you knew who was playing for what franchise.
Exactly, yeah.
And it's like, see, I like that.
Yeah.
I do like that. You know, now you get a little bit of an inflated sense of like people, because I don't know if you remember Rohan Davey.
Oh God. Backup quarterback for the Patriots.
But Rohan Davey was the backup quarterback for Tom Brady in like 2004.
Four. Yeah.
And so he went over to NFL Europe and like killed it, right? He was he was the MVP of the league. It was nuts.
I only saw Rohan Davey play live once, and it was the fourth preseason game, and they lost the Jaguars 31-0.
Yeah, it was bad. But it was so funny because, you know, Boston's such a crazy sports town, and especially in 2004 where Tom Brady's still so new and so fresh.
Right.
And it's like, wow, like we have Tom Brady, and Tom Brady's like really good. He hadn't reached GOAT status yet, mm-hmm. but he was definitely like, he was definitely the calf. Tom Brady's one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Yep.
Like, oh my God, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And like, nobody's giving him respect. And now we got Rohan Davey, who goes home over to NFL Europe, and man, this guy's so good too. We're gonna have two great quarterbacks. And it was just like, and it was just like he ended up in the preseason, and it was just like, oh, you're terrible.
Yeah,
no. You're terrible.
Uh huh.
If you're not throwing a billion miles an hour, you can't throw a football.
Exactly.
Like that's how you operated. There was some other sports news. If we're talking about irrelevant sports leagues,
oh yeah.
The MLL announced that they are folding three teams.
Really?
Yeah, they're announcing. So basically,
is that the outdoor or indoor?
That's the outdoor.
Okay.
So the indoor league is bananas.
I love the indoor lacrosse.
So the NLL is phenomenal, right? It's one of the most popular sports in Canada. Like National Lacrosse League is amazing. It's indoor. It's played on a hockey field. It's basically played on a hockey.
Yeah, they had a
rink.
Team in Boston for 2 years.
They had a team in Boston. They're now the Black Wolves, playing out of Mohegan Sun.
Uh-huh.
They're very good, the Black Wolves. But the rest of the, they're out of Canada and they play and they're very, very popular, right? They also have the MLL, which is the outdoor league. And that doesn't do so well. Like it like peaked a while ago, but basically all of the players got together and are doing what pro wrestlers should do. If you watched last week Tonight with John Oliver this past Sunday, he talked about how pro wrestlers in the WWE are independent contractors, but are forced to basically work an actual employee schedule. And basically the WWE is bogarting a ton of money because they're classifying their employees not as employees and don't have to provide them the same type of benefits mm-hmm. that employers do for employees, and basically called out how that's a ton of bullshit. So basically the players got together and the players all got together for the MLL and were like, yeah, we're not going to do that anymore. Like, we're not going to play for you because you don't help with all this stuff. A big thing that a lot of the players had an issue with was a network that I worked for. So they worked for, so we had the Major League Lacrosse Network,
yep.
So the LAC Sports Network. And the part of the thing that they didn't like a couple of the people that worked there because they were dickheads, but the players didn't like it because they weren't seeing any revenue from it.
Sure.
And they were like, that's kind of fucked up. Like, you built it on us and now you're not, you know, like, we're not making a ton of money.
Right.
So it's like, you can't pay us full time and then expect us to give you time when you're making money and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've folded three teams and they're shifting a content model because some of the best players in the league have gotten together and they're like, hey, we're going to, like, form our own league because you don't know what you're doing. You're terrible at it. And so, yeah, they released a press statement, like a press release today saying that the team in Charlotte, Florida, and Ohio are all going to stop, like they're stopping operation immediately. And the craziest part about this is that 2 years ago, the Ohio team, they won the championship.
Oh, wow.
So the Ohio team is
good. Yeah.
Is 2 years removed from an actual like championship season. So they're good. And it's just crazy to just see how bad this league has gotten because
that's terrible.
Because it's all been mismanagement. Like people enjoy the sport. You're just not having a great you don't have great management.
Sure.
The commissioner of the league stepped down a few years ago and they couldn't figure out a way to replace him. Nobody wanted the job. And so it's just very interesting. It's very interesting to see how that all kind of shapes out because the college lacrosse game is so popular and the indoor game is so popular. And it's really sad that a sport that I particularly love.
Yeah, sure.
Is not able to kind of figure it out.
That's too bad.
Yeah. So that's basically the world in sports news.
Yeah. No, I think.
Yeah. Did we get any fun questions?
No, I didn't see anything here in there tonight. I think it's a little bit of a slow night. People are coming down off the high of Kofi Kingston going to WrestleMania, baby.
I know. He's super, 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 super fun, and I can't wait to watch that happen.
You know, Vince Neil's excited about it.
Whoa! Wah-ha! He sings exactly how I would sing with arms wide open. you've heard me sing with arms wide open.
Uh-huh.
Should we do it for the people as we get on out of here?
Hold on. Let me pull it up for you.
You pull it up. So basically, we were just referencing a video. Just search it. It's Motley Crue sounds like Bob Dylan now.
You want to hear a little bit more of it?
Yeah, so let's just play that for the people. It's so funny because that's basically it. It's Vince Neil, who is the lead singer of Motley Crue, is a large gentleman now. You would look at him if you saw a picture of Vince Neil from the 80s and then looked at him now and was just like, hey, who ate Vince Neil? It's one of those situations. And so he's running around still doing like a Motley Crue stage show.
Yep.
And it just sounds like he's out of breath.
Yeah, it sounds like Larry the Cable Guy trying to sing Motley Crue.
Yeah, and so it's just like, man, like God bless you for trying, but you're out of breath to the point where you can't say the words, so instead you're just making the sounds. And so that's exactly how I feel with Arms Wide Open from Creed is because Scott Stapp was so drunk when recording all of these things that it just sounds like noises. Yeah, all right. So that's how I feel about Vince Neil singing Kickstart My Heart, which is one of my favorite songs.
So I was listening to that video with Jay the other night, and we found one particular part that I just couldn't stop hysterically laughing.
Of course.
Just try to figure out if you can tell me what he's saying here.
But it's the breakdown. It's the breakdown. It's through my veins. I can't remember what it is.
I'm going to get a look at the bonita.
I know because I know the song so well. all right, so we've officially lost it. We're going to get on out of here.
It's tremendous.
Go and check that out. Also, go and check out Jordan Peele. The first couple of episodes of The Twilight Zone.
How was it? Have you watched
have
it?
Have dropped. I watched the first episode with...
That's on CBS All Access.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, they released the first episode on CBS All Access on their YouTube channel.
Oh, okay, cool.
And so the one about the comedian, the Kumail Nanjiani.
Yeah, yeah.
I butchered that name. I'm sorry.
Kumail Nanjiani.
Yep. His comedian one is up there. And
cool.
So watch it there. And it's definitely worth a watch. It's super, super good. Shazam comes out this weekend. Come see us in New York and New Jersey. If you're going to be in New York and or New Jersey this weekend, let me know. Tweet me at Liam in the Eye, Bill Neville at Bill Neville in the Eye, or New Age Insiders at New Age Insiders, and we'll figure a time to hang out and party and do all sorts of fun stuff.
Rock on.
Anything you want to say before we get on out of here?
I'm good, buddy.
All right.
Let's run.
All right. So thank you once again for tuning in to Late Night Liam. I have been your host, Liam Stryker, joined as always by the one and only Bill Neville. You can find us on all the social media that I just said. Follow us. We're going to do all the fun stuff WrestleMania weekend. Come to Chaos for a Cause on Saturday. Come to the Connors Crew at Tailgate right before WrestleMania. And together, we are the premier place for fans of all kinds to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
Good night, everybody.